Hi, and welcome to Math & Musings. I'm Mike O'Connell, creator of Math & Musings, and your host. Stay tuned for 15 minutes of science, politics, news, and opinion. In other words, Math & Musings. Today's date is Friday, November 17th, 2023. It is Season 3, Episode number 46, but never mind that. It's the date that's cool. By the way, my son is here with me today. If you couldn't hear him laughing in the background. Franka, did you look at the date for the episode? It's 11-17-23. You notice anything with the numbers?
It's sixes?
They go by sixes. Very good.
But they're one-off.
They're one-off. Exactly. They're all prime numbers. And then they're all one less than a multiple of six. Very good, my young Padawan. I know you've been doing multiplication tables at school. I appreciate that.
Yippee.
It's you're looking at a 6x minus 1.
Yes.
Yeah, right, Ralph. 11, 17, 23. That is fantastic. Now, speaking of sixes, and good to have you on the show again. In 6 days, you know, we got Thanksgiving coming up in 6 days. Did you realize that?
No, I didn't.
You didn't. I'm telling you now. It's,
no, I honestly didn't.
Thanksgiving's early this year. It's the second earliest that it could be, the month starting on a Wednesday. So
it's supposed to air on the 17th?
Well, today's the 17th. Actually, today's not the 17th because we're not recording it live. I don't even know what day it is, really. But
I don't even
we're going to air this. Yeah, we shouldn't even say it. We're going to air this on November 17th. Yeah. Thanksgiving is the 23rd. I'm not worried about it. Wait, is that right? 23rd? Something like that.
Yeah,
anyway, Thanksgiving is coming up. Now, I think I've mentioned this to you before. I've probably mentioned it on these very airways where I think Thanksgiving is the most overrated American holiday. I am not a fan of Thanksgiving. I'm a tiny person and I'm allergic to a million things. Like, I can't handle a holiday that celebrates food. That's my own personal opinion. I know I'm in the minority on that one. I see you tearing up here. Am I insulting Thanksgiving?
No, I like it. I don't love it.
You like Thanksgiving.
I like it.
Five days off from school.
Oh, yeah, that's the main reason.
That's been true for me through my whole educational career from, you know, kindergarten to being teacher man. Day after Thanksgiving is always a good one. You know, avoid the crowds. They'll have football all these days. And then, Frank, and I'll tell you, when you get older, I will tell you about this magical thing called the night before Thanksgiving. You know about Thanksgiving Eve?
Not really.
Good. I'll tell you about it when you're older.
Okay.
Night before Thanksgiving. You're interested in Thanksgiving.
I like food.
You do like food.
I didn't know.
We talk about unusual food. Now, the thing about Thanksgiving is not known for unusual food. It's known for common and popular foods.
Yes.
You got some favorite Thanksgiving foods? It's okay if you say the cliche ones. Like, that's what I'm interested in hearing. All right, what's your top five on Thanksgiving?
My top five? You didn't give me any time to really prepare it.
We talked about all... This is all we talk about ever on the way to school.
No.
Yeah. All right. What's the main one?
The main thing is turkey.
Turkey. Everybody likes turkey. Everybody except me.
Yeah, I think it's okay. I like it. I don't love it. Same thing about Thanksgiving.
I could see that. That's a reasonable answer. Yeah. And then I know we talked about... To me, Thanksgiving is all about the side dishes. Like, I don't waste time with turkey. Like, I'm going to try a few side dishes. And then, of course, desserts. Now, you got a favorite Thanksgiving dessert.
Pretty much any pie.
Agreed. And I know we've tried several things through the year. The classic is pumpkin.
Didn't we have a cherry pie last year?
Yeah.
I think we had a cherry pie last year.
You know what we have every year? It's whatever your grandmother makes. Because I am not a pie baker.
No, I'm not a pie baker.
I live with people and are related to people and invite people to my home, our home, for Thanksgiving, who prepare things for us. Mm-hmm. And I greatly appreciate that.
Very true.
What's your favorite Thanksgiving pie?
Oof.
Is it cherry? Is it traditional pumpkin? Apple? Something else? Ritz cracker pie?
Traditional is probably going to be either apple or pumpkin.
Yeah. Those ones, and they make me think like fall harvest. They make me think Thanksgiving. Fall. So that's good. And then
you think fall, I think you could fall things because apples are fall and pumpkins are fall.
Agreed.
Fall.
I mean, apple is September and pumpkin is October, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I've taught you about the months. Good. You've picked up on these things. And then I think rounding out the top five, it was stuffing, mashed potatoes, and cranberries. Now, was that the order? Here we go again with the clicky pen. I told you. Someday you will inherit this clicky pen, but right now I needed to write down what we're marking here. So,
okay, sure.
Out of mashed potatoes, stuffing, and cranberries, which one comes first?
I kind of like... I don't really like cranberry sauce, so it's more of stuffing or mashed potatoes. Because it's like, you can have some really good mashed potatoes. Like, really good mashed potatoes.
As good as like yes. You were getting it at KFC. When I was a kid, you're making a face. That's good. You have developed a sophisticated palate at your young life. Whatever that white stuff that you're serving at KFC is, I'm sure there's no actual potatoes involved. That was the only kind of mashed potatoes I would eat as a child. Like, I didn't realize that homemade mashed potatoes are much better. Macaroni and cheese was the same thing. Like,
but it's like some butter, some salt.
Oh, it's all about the butter and gravy and whatever. Salt, yeah, salt. Yeah, yeah, salt makes anything good. Mac and cheese, it had to come out of a blue box for me. Then I realized my Philistine ways. I gave those up as a child. But anyway, I like cranberries. I like cranberries prepared anyway. I will eat, or I will consume cranberry juice, cranberry jelly, cranberry slooped out of an upside down can. I would just eat straight cranberries. Franklin, you know, only ripe cranberries bounce.
Wait, cranberries bounce?
Only ripe cranberries bounce. I read that in this book, which I happen to be have sitting with me.
Well, that was kind of convenient.
It's called weird, but it's called a segue, and that's what we're doing now.
Oh,
and
segues. All right,
and this is a particularly choice one from the Weird But True Food Facts, 300 bite-sized facts about incredible edibles. I can't imagine something more up our alley here. I'm going to read one first because this is fantastic. All right. Talk about segues. A bakery in New York City sold pumpkin donuts with turkey and gravy filling during the Thanksgiving season.
I would definitely eat that.
Is that worth a trip to New York? Yeah.
I don't think it would be a trip. I don't think it would be worth it. But still.
Not quite worth the trip to New York City, but got it. You know, hand it to him for trying. Hand it to him for trying. So, I appreciate the effort there. So, all right, I'm gonna hand you the book now. Give me some of these food facts. Some of them are pretty bizarre.
According to a recent study, Americans crave cheese more than any other food. Very true.
I'm a big fan of cheese. I know. I can't imagine any meal at our home without cheese sprinkled on something. Like, do we ever go a day without cheese?
Probably not.
That's like a day without water, a day without air, a day without cheese. Yeah. Cheese makes everything good.
There.
All right.
Also, sliced grapes catch fire when cooked in a microwave.
Sliced grapes catch fire when cooked in a microwave.
Okay. Don't
get any ideas. Don't get any ideas.
Don't slice grapes and put them in microwaves.
All right.
I don't think I would ever do that, but like, it's good to make a note of
it. This is why you put a microwave on a high shelf. You don't want your kids throwing things in there.
Right. You don't want anyone throwing... Also, who came up... Who decided that they were going to put sliced grapes in a microwave to see if they caught fire?
There are a few things going on here. One... Who's putting... Like, someone had to try this.
Someone
put a grape in a microwave... And, like, why? Do you need your grapes hot? And then also, does it have to be sliced? Or does, like, because...
I think it's a sliced grape because it's, like, the inside.
Slicing it exposes the inside. Like, is the outside protecting the thing?
Yeah, probably. Okay, I want to do this one.
Oh,
I like this
one. Read any of them. They're all funny.
One year, during prom season, KFC sold Corsages,
right?
Yes.
That would go with prom. All right.
Made of flowers and fried chicken.
I'm looking at the picture now. A corsage, that's like what you give your date to the prom, and it's made of fried chicken. That's a second KFC reference on today. That's fantastic.
Wow.
Fried chicken corsage. That's beautiful.
Not sponsored.
Yeah. Maybe we could get KFC as a sponsor.
Ooh, that'd be nice. Wait,
yeah, that was an unsolicited advertisement there.
Wait, can mayonnaise be used to polish piano keys? I know you play piano, so is this true?
I think I'm going to say don't get any ideas with that one either. I think we're out of mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise
can be used to polish piano keys. Well, I guess anything could be used to polish piano keys.
It's white. It's like...
It'll blend. Yeah. It won't stain your piano keys.
That's useful.
Good to know.
A band sent a piece of pizza into space as part of a music video. That looks like a good piece of pizza.
It does look like thin crust. I like it, but it doesn't. Yeah. This is the kind of thing where I'd say like, oh yeah, there was this particular band. Like I should know it. I should know what the band was. Now, if you stump me, if that's a trivia question, that's a good one. Oh, now that looks delicious. What is going on there? Oh my goodness.
Chirpumple.
Chirpumple? Yes. That's a thing? Chirpumple. What is it?
Cherry, pumpkin, and apple pie stuffed into a 3-layer cake.
Cherry. Yes. Golf clap for that one. Cherry pie, pumpkin pie, apple pie, all baked into a 3-layer cake. Oh my goodness.
That looks good, but like.
Yeah, I don't think I could handle even. Like, that's tall. That thing is like a foot tall. I can handle more than like a square inch if I were looking at the top of it.
3 feet tall if you put in the 2 feet tall candles.
There's some tall candles on that thing, yeah, too. Yeah. All right, great.
Apricots were once known as golden apples. I mean, they kind of look like apples, and they look orange/yellow.
Apricots were once known as golden apples. By the way, that chirumple, I know what I want for my birthday now. Apricots were known as golden apples. Fantastic. I did not know that. Golden apples. All right. Let's hear it. I'll make a comment on any of them. You try me, yeah.
Ben and Jerry's were originally gonna make bagels, not ice cream.
Ben and Jerry themselves, and Jerry, the guys,
yes,
were guys. Originally going to make bagels, not ice cream.
Well, luckily they didn't.
They made the right choice. I heard about Ben and Jerry I guess it was the University of Vermont. I know they're from Vermont, and like there was no ice cream stand in town, so that's what they went with. Okay, good for them. Because I think they're displaced New Yorkers, so I guess it would make sense that they'd like be fans of bagels. I think that's how the story goes. But they went with ice cream. They made a good choice. All right.
In the 1960s, you could buy celery flavored Jell-O.
Celery flavored Jell-O. I think we say two wrongs don't make a right on that one. Jell-O's good. Jell-O's good, but it's when I think green Jell-O, I'm not thinking celery.
I'm not thinking celery.
That is 1960s. Wow, they were going off the deep end even back then. That was early signs of Oreo-ification right there.
Early.
I got to throw in our buzzword. Yeah, Oreo-ification. All right, what do you got? Ooh, what is that? I see $1,000. What is that?
With a price tag of $1,000. The world's most expensive cupcake contains 23 carats of edible gold. At least it looks kind of
good. $1,000 cupcake. It looks good?
Hey, I can make $1 million cupcake. Just give me a cupcake.
Yeah.
You
know how you make $1 million cupcake?
You put $1 million price tag on it?
Exactly, yeah.
Or make it
here,
like,
this thing costs $1 million.
Or like make it the size of the earth or something like that.
That would do it, yeah. I don't know if anyone would buy my $1 million cupcake.
No, probably not, but it doesn't matter. It's not about if they're willing to buy it.
Fair enough. Wait, I see the name Usain Bolt. What's the Usain Bolt?
Usain Bolt, the world's fastest man, runs the 100-meter dash as fast as ketchup squirts out of a bottle.
As fast as ketchup squirts out of a bottle. I guess I never thought about ketchup squirting out of a bottle. Mm-hmm. I have looked at the breakdown of how fast, 100-meter dash runners are really going. They're, 30 miles an hour. So it's coming out of that comment combined three of my favorite things. It was sports, math, and food.
Wow. All right.
Give me one more, and then I got one for you, because we're getting close on time here.
Croissant plus bagel equals a croggle.
A croissant plus a bagel is a croggle. That's fantastic.
Or a croggle?
Croggle? Am I pronouncing that right? A croggle? I guess if it's croissant, it's a croggle.
Okay.
And, well, I don't have any croggles for you, but I got to send you off with something. Now, I think...
A brookie?
I've told you before
combination.
That, all right, my favorite taste in the world is what?
Sprite on an airplane?
Sprite on an airplane, because they say your taste buds really do change when you're at a high altitude, and there's one here.
We're on an airplane right now.
Yeah, we are not on an airplane, but it says it is harder to taste sweet and salty foods while flying in an airplane. I say, well, your taste buds change, so it's going to taste different. Now, Franklin, we are not on an airplane, and I don't have any Sprite, but I do have Sprite-flavored Tic Tacs.
I thought we were on an airplane.
I guess we could be. Traditional gift of friends of mine are Tic Tacs, and I'm popping. That's me popping the box here of the Tic Tacs. You want to try a Sprite-flavored Tic Tac?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to try this too. Here's your hot take for today. It really does taste like Sprite.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And for more information or to contact, you can head to MikeO'Connell Jr.com.